Praise 100.9, 92.7. I'm Melanie. It's a great Tuesday. Of course, it's time for the pretty all things beautiful with a celebrity makeup artist and stylist, Kim Lee. Hey, Kim.
Hey, Mel. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. I got a little chilly up here, though.
It's cold outside. And I'm telling you, people have all these crazy myths, Mel, as to how to take care of their skin, and it's the craziest thing to me. So I want to dispel some of those myths so that people can get on track and be on point for the winter.
Oh, because we got to put a layer of Vaseline on. That's the first one.
Absolutely not.
Tell me
Let's
what
talk
we
about
do.
These myths a little bit. Now, the first myth is, if I put on a thick cream, it's going to better hydrate my skin. Absolutely no. Concentrated formulas actually give optimum hydration. An overdose of these lipids can actually trap in the dead skin cells, Mel, and this can make your skin look duller. So you want to make sure that you're layering your skin with serums under your creams, and that's going to help to boost that moisture that you're going to need. So a light serum is going to actually help you, and it's going to help to absorb some of that oil in your skin. Second myth. It's overcast outside, so I don't have to wear sunscreen.
Oh, yeah.
Not.
Oh, Lord.
That is hardly the truth, let me tell you, because our ozone has been depleted. And I'm going to tell you, those strong UVB rays are treacherous to our skin, even African-American skin. So we want to make sure that we are using products with an SPF year around.
Right.
So don't let those clouds fool you.
How much...
I would say about a 15, because
okay.
You're not going to really be out. Or between a 10 and a 15, I would actually gravitate to. So don't want to go any higher than that unless you're doing a whole lot of outside activities.
Okay.
Third myth, oily skin. I don't need to wear moisturizer. Not. What happens is the dry climates, what they do is it wears on all skin types, Mel. So whether you're oily or you have normal skin or you have dry skin, the elements are going to always win. So you want to make sure that you are fighting those with some added protection, and you want to get that barrier on your skin. It's also going to help to keep the pollutants away from your skin. So you want to make sure that you are moisturizing your skin. Now, you don't have to use something as heavy as a person with dry skin. You can definitely gravitate to formulas like a gel cream, and they say it right on the bottle, so it'll say a gel moisturizer. Those are what you want to gravitate to. Now, the fourth myth, exfoliating in the winter helps. It makes my skin dry.
Oh.
Not going to happen. Actually, sloughing off that dead layer of skin is going to really help to boost the cell renewal, which is great. It's going to help your skin look rich. It's going to help it look moist and dewy. And that's how you really want your skin to look, is healthy. So the key to moisturizing thoroughly is using an enzyme-based, or exfoliating thoroughly is using an enzyme-based exfoliant, and that's actually going to help to gently slough away the dead skin while giving your skin those nutrients that it needs. Now, this next one, girl, if I put on a whole lot of Vaseline on my lips, they won't be chapped.
Well?
That's a no-no as well.
I'm about 50-50
You definitely
right want
to make sure
Kim.
You're gravitating to the right lip balm. It's very important because there are some key ingredients that actually are going to cause an adverse reaction, and that first one is mineral oil or petroleum jelly or Vaseline.
Right.
And it's going to create that artificial film on your lips, which actually is going to signal your skin to actually create these lipids. And so you want to make sure you're staying away from all those heavy glosses, all the perfume in them and the color and all that, because that can actually dry out your skin. If you're a person who has naturally dry lips, you want to make sure that you are using natural oil infused balms that have shea butter in them and cocoa butter. Those are going to actually help you. And also, if you need to exfoliate your lips, you can do that with a nice dry scrub, something that you can create at home. You can use sugar scrub, which is great, on a nice toothbrush, and you just rub it over your lips, and then you want to put that cocoa butter right on your lips, or that shea butter. You're going to feel great. And the final myth, this one is the funniest to me. I'm just going to stay inside because it's cold, and I'm not going to let my skin dry out.
And that'll dry up your social life too, huh?
Honey, and you know we like a social life. So with that being said, you want to make sure that if you are in the house that you're trying to stay away from those extreme cold temperatures, that you are keeping your skin moisturized. And how do you do that? You can get a humidifier in the house. You know, that heater in your house. Whether it's central heat or you got a little space heater even at your desk in your office, it is going to dry your skin out. It's
right.
Going to make your skin feel really taut, and you don't want that. So you want to make sure that you're using a humidifier, and at night that you're using a night cream, and that you're drinking your moisture, which is your water,
right.
Drinking lots and lots and lots of water, and that's going to actually help your skin to look its best. I hope this has been helpful to you guys.
Absolutely. Moisture at any cost, in any shape, form, or fashion.
Absolutely.
Kim, where can we find you online?
You can hit me up on thekimlee@gmail.com if you want to email me, or thekimlee on Twitter, thekimlee on Instagram. I have some cool pics I like to share with you, so please hit me up. I'd love to hear from you.
And you can log on to praisecharlotte.com to hear the full recap of The Pretty every week right here on Praise 100.9 and 92.7.